Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ukraine's president accuses Russia of aggression. President Petro Poroshenko claims more than 9,000 Russian troops are inside his country. Speaking Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Poroshenko said Russia also sent more than 500 tanks, heavy artillery, and armored personnel carriers into eastern Ukraine, where government forces are battling pro-Russia insurgents. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected Kiev's accusations. He's also lashed out at President Obama's criticism of the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. VOA's Daniel Scharf has details.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that President Obama's comments showed the U.S. has adopted a policy of confrontation and failed to assess its own actions. During his State of the Union address Tuesday, Mr. Obama said U.S. support for Ukraine was a principled stand against Russia's bullying of a smaller state. The U.S. president also noted its allies were united against Russia's aggression, while Moscow faced diplomatic isolation and a tattered economy. Mr. Lavrov said the U.S. had pressured allies, such as Europe and Japan, to gang up on Russia. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
Yemen's embattled President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi says he reached an agreement with Houthi rebels who besieged his residence, offering to scrap a proposed constitutional change that Houthis opposed. Houthi rebels, in turn, have agreed to withdraw from their seized positions and release a top official kidnapped last Saturday. Nigerian militant group Boko Haram claimed responsibility for mass killings in the city of Baga and is promising further attacks. A video posted online Wednesday shows the Islamist group's leader Abu Shakar Shekau declaring, "We carried out the Baga massacre and we're going to do more." This is VOA News. A top Lord's Resistance Army commander is now in custody at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Dominic Ongwen will undergo medical exams after being flown from the Central African Republic. His arrival at the court ends an almost 10-year effort to have him face 3 counts of crimes against humanity and another 4 counts of war crimes. The Lord's Resistance Army is accused of killing and kidnapping tens of thousands of people across Uganda and 3 nearby countries over the past 30 years. Israeli police say a Palestinian man stabbed at least 11 people on and near a bus in Tel Aviv, leaving several critically wounded. The attack Wednesday began with a man stabbing the bus driver and several passengers. Police say he stabbed another person on the street while trying to flee. The 23-year-old suspect was shot in the leg, then captured. Police identify the man as a resident of the Israeli-occupied West Bank who entered Israel illegally. The Republican leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker John Boehner, is inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to a joint session of Congress next month, but the White House is hesitating on the offer. Mr. Boehner announced the invitation for February 11th and is aimed at confronting President Obama over his opposition to new congressional sanctions against Tehran to keep it from manufacturing nuclear weapons. Prime Minister Netanyahu is a staunch foe of Iran and has often voiced his fear that the U.S. might yield too many concessions to Iran during the months-long negotiations. 2 weeks after the Paris terrorist attacks, the French government is now implementing new anti-terrorism measures. It will take a boost in spending to pay for them. Lisa Bryant reports.
The new measures range from hiring nearly 2,700 more security personnel to recruiting more imams for French prisons and offering information on the internet aimed at preventing youth from becoming radicalized. Speaking Wednesday on television, Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the government will spend an additional $490 million during the next 3 years to pay for them.
La protection des agents sur la voie publique.
Mr. Valls said protection of police and other security officers will be upgraded to account for the presence of war weapons on the streets. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
2 days of talks between the United States and Cuba, aimed at ending more than 50 years of Cold War-era hostility, began Wednesday in Havana. Those meetings are taking place 1 month after President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro announced the two countries were prepared to reestablish formal diplomatic relations. Talks are focused on immigration and the reopening of U.S. and Cuban embassies. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.